Chris Munkacsy, Chrism for Council.com, Facebook.com/ChrisM4Council, Twitter.com/ChrisMunkacsy, Instagram.com/ChrisM4Council. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, I am not associated with or running as part of a slate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I am running in the township of Esquimalt where I live. I have lived in Esquimalt for 14 years. I love the community I live in and want to continue to build it. What is your occupation, and for how long? I work as a branch and project coordinator with the province of BC. I have worked with project management and administration for 23 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have volunteered as a community builder in Esquimalt for more than a decade. I ran in the last election with a campaign focused on keeping the community family-focused, affordable and financially responsible. I will be running in this election on similar issues this election. I have sat for the past 3 years on the Advisory Planning Commission as a commissioner. I have sat as a director on the Esquimalt Residents Association and have worked on resiliency projects in the community. I have a passion for building and serving our community. Why are you running? What's your motivation? My motivation for running is based in my love for Esquimalt, our community. I have dedicated my life to public service and building community. My motivation is to serve the people of Esquimalt to the best of my ability. I want to see family-friendly developments whatever their size be built in Esquimalt. I am a supporter of our local business community and would like to see more retail spaces being put into the developments coming into the community. I also want to support and build the arts community in Esquimalt. Community affordability is also very important to me. What are your top three issues? 1. My highest priority is working on bettering my community's affordability. 2. Esquimalt needs to increase density to create homes where families can live in our growing community. 3. Building business spaces and arts opportunities to help grow our community. It is important to have community gathering spaces and businesses created and to open in retail spaces for people can live, work, play and shop in our community. We need more community gathering places. I would like to see arts opportunities which showcase the creativity and build on the arts hub where artists can sell their creations. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Esquimalt is the most warm and welcoming community in the region. We look out for each other, support each other and care passionately about how our community grows and develops. Esquimalt has lots of tools in the housing toolbox such as single-family homes, infill, dadus and multi-residential retail developments. Buildings should knit the community together. Services, shops and community gathering places need to better distribution through the community. Parking needs improvement and roads need planning for everyone to safely travel. Esquimalt potential for being an arts district and an incubator for business. The seeds are planted for growth. What's one big idea you have for your community? My big idea for Esquimalt is to push for more live workspaces to be developed in multi-residential buildings. Esquimalt has a small footprint, we have to maximize the buildings going in and recognize the buildings will likely have a 50 to 100 year lifespan. My other big idea is placemaking, something that separates us from the surrounding communities. I like the idea of Portuguese-style mosaic sidewalks, similar to those found in Rio or Lisbon, which separate us from our surrounding communities so you know you are in Esquimalt, developed with indigenous art or celebrating our maritime heritage.